2. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night and joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Morning, Katie. Welcome. Hope you're well this morning.
Thank you. Yes, you too.
And good meeting last night?
Yes, nice and quick, actually. We started with 47 Arch Street, which is a retail establishment, and they were looking to create a restaurant, and the reason being that they want to get a liquor license, and you can't have a liquor license unless you're classified as a restaurant. And further, in order from their standards, you need at least 20 seats in order to be considered a restaurant. Our rules say that anytime you have more than 12 seats, then you qualify as a restaurant. The reason that this is before us as a pre-application is they don't have the parking for the number of seats that they would need. And so they were trying to come up with creative ways that the commission might be able to approve this, one of which would be to use some of the town parking lots that are in close proximity, which we don't usually allow, or I don't see how we could allow that. So we came up with a few different ideas for them to explore, and we will see whether they're able to get anywhere with those, and we'll see them back hopefully in the future.
Okay.
Then we had an application, several of them postponed, and then we moved to 35 Church Street, which is the townhouse restaurant. You may remember it as Gabriel's, which it was for many years. And under that approval, the Gabriel's approval, there's very strict limits on what they can do with their outdoor dining. Under the executive orders that were issued by the governor, they do have a temporary outdoor dining, and they were looking to make that permanent in the future. Because the executive orders were not extended, but we do have a House bill that now was passed, and it was passed to the Senate. We're just waiting for the governor to approve it, which I think will happen momentarily. That option to have outdoor dining is extended for another year. That's applicable to all restaurants, not just the townhouse. But as a result, the commission said, why don't you just wait, townhouse, and let's see how it goes under this order that this bill that would allow them to continue operating without in a way that zoning wouldn't permit. So we just said let's see how this goes. So I think they're going to be withdrawing, and we'll see them maybe in the fall.
Okay.
Okay, there was a coastal home, meaning a new dwelling proposed in the coastal area, and that was over on Perkley Lane, and it was approved. There was discussions on that one about trees, but that was pretty easily resolved. Then we had another property, this one in the central Greenwich, 97 and 99 East Elm. We've heard this one a lot. There's a lot of debate about the driveway because there's a shared driveway now, and there's easement rights for one of the properties to use that driveway, and that's caused a lot of concern by the property owner who has the underlying land on the majority of it. So in the end, it was left open again because the commission wants the applicant to work more to get this resolved, so that the neighbor has more of a say in the situation before it moves forward. So they're asking them to get that language kind of sorted out now, and we'll hopefully see them in the future with that done. And then lastly, we had a property, another coastal home, as we call them. This one's not on the coast. This one was 28 Meeting House Road, so I was looking ahead. And this one was a home that was over cubic volume, meaning over 150,000 square feet, which triggers a special permit, and this one was approved.
Okay.
And that rounded out the evening.
All right, so when's the next meeting, and what's tentatively on the agenda?
Okay, the next meeting is on April 13th, and we're deciding today what to include at our staff meeting, but likely it will be the 581-585 West Putnam Avenue project. That's the moderate income housing. Also 124 Old Mill Road, which is the foundation house. You've heard me speak about that one before. And one of these upcoming meetings, we'll be doing our moderate income housing regulations that have been under moratorium for some time. We were trying to get it onto this April meeting, but it looks like it will likely be on the April 27th meeting. Still getting some of that final language together. And other than that, just a few subdivisions and large homes and things along those lines.
Okay. Tonight there's going to be a forum that the Association of Realtors, the YWCA, League of Women Voters holding. You're going to be among the presenters along with Margarita Alpin about zoning. Tell us about that and your thoughts.
Yes. So it's titled Just the Facts. And in addition to who you've mentioned, it will also include Sarah Bronin. She is the person behind the Desegregate Connecticut that put forth one of the controversial bills, Bill 1024, and that was the one that had that marathon session that lasted over 24 hours, I think, when it went to discussion. So the League of Women Voters asked her to present what that bill would mean specifically for Greenwich, and then I will. The idea behind the bill is that if you increase the number of dwelling units allowed in a certain area, that then it will when the supply goes up, the prices will go down. So it's dubbed as an affordable housing, having an affordable housing component. The objection to it is that it allows density as of right without review, and also that in our area we don't think that it will do anything for affordable housing other than undermine our efforts, because even if the price goes down, it's not going to go down enough that it would be considered affordable for our area. So if you've got a $2 million condo, it might go down to, let's say, you know, just you know, $1.5 million, just for the sake of argument. That's not affordable housing, of course. So we're very concerned about what this will do to undermine the efforts that we've put forth to create affordable housing. And there's a lot of positive things in the bill, though. So just some of the things that we don't like are what I just said, that it's as-of-right development, meaning there'll be no public hearing. It's supposed to be within a half mile at the train station, and that part's okay. And it seems actually that most of what we have within a half mile train station wouldn't be impacted too much, other than the as of right development. So it wouldn't be too difficult. However, there's concerns about the flood zone issues that are in those areas, and also the impact on the sewer. They also have this zero parking requirement, which is of concern, and as I said, that it really undermines our affordable housing efforts. It's such a large bill, because there are actually a lot of things that are positive in it. There's some environmental provisions, which I think would be very good, about touching on water conservation issues and restricting clear-cutting, things like that. Accessory dwelling units, we've had those for a long time. We're very much in favor of those. There's a section on that. They suggest that we define character, like community character, a little better, so that that's more clear, and they require commissioner training. That's obviously a positive. So there are some things in there that I think would be good, but it's going to obviously be a lively presentation, I would imagine, with listening to Ms. Bronin give her thoughts on how this will impact Greenwich, and then Margarita is going to talk about some of the things that we think are good and some of the things that are bad, and my part of it is talking about what we have done to date, just historically speaking, what our land use pattern is, number one, and what we're doing for affordable housing and housing diversity, because we do actually have a lot of diverse housing stock, but we obviously need more in the affordable arena, if you will, and so lots of efforts there too that I'm going to be touching on. So it's going to be good. It's going to be very interesting.
Including the trust fund that came before the selectmen last week.
Right? Absolutely. That's kind of, I won't say the linchpin, but I do think it's exceedingly important. A lot of benefits will come out of having that trust fund. So, and we've had a lot of, we haven't had any negative response, just a few questions that are easily handled. And I think that's something that I'll be hopefully coming to talk to you about in more detail in the future as it gets more refined. Right now it's still, in its infancy, but we're working hard to get that up and going, and like I said, it's a really, really valuable tool for the community.
All right, and I misspoke as usual. The event is you know, you think these things are at night, but now with Zoom and all, you do it's 1 o'clock.
It's a daytime thing. Yes, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Yep. And I guess what a League of Women Voters website, lwvgreenwich.org, I think is the website, right, to join in.
I believe so. I think there's already 350 people signed up for it, which is terrific.
All right. Fantastic. Okay, good. Any time limit on it, Katie? Or are you going to be?
Yes, it's only an hour. So.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be 24 hours.
I feel like we need 24 hours, but I'm gonna have to practice keeping myself limited to my allotted 7 minutes.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we've run over here tonight or today, so we'll donate some of those minutes. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Katie.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, Town of Greenwich, P&Z.